Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. A very happy Wednesday to all of you out there. Welcome to The Early Edge. We've got a great show for you today. We've got the heaviest of hitters to talk, some NBA, some MLB, and a lot of other stuff. But before we get there, we got to take a look at the recap screen. Listen, we went 10-3 the prior 2 days. This is not good, though. We give a little bit of it back, 2-5-1. I ended up hitting my first five over pretty easily. They scored 10 runs. They doubled it. We got one of two sports line picks, but we're going to do better today. We got to have a winning record. And who do we turn it around with? Well, we turn it around with all of you. I already see all of your picks in the chat. Bradley Jacobs, I see your pick in the chat. I see you, Japan. A lot of stuff going on there, but a lot of stuff going on here at the Early Edge. Right here, right now, we're going to bring it in. We've got Mikey B. We've got Tim Doyle and what looks like a makeshift hammer. I'm not even sure that's like the real hammer he always has. And of course, Mike McClure. Hey, Tim, what's the deal? Is that like a backup hammer? What's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, my picks in this playoffs, I'm not going to lie. Guys, it's been all home teams, which has been a crazy stretch. And then it's been all chalk. So got to find some dogs somewhere, Sia.
Perhaps a little bit of foreshadowing. Mikey B, are you surprised? I mean, especially over the first eight games, we saw so many home teams outright winning and basically covering more often than not. Do you see a shift coming over? Like, because obviously you would think there would be some sort of market correction or at least maybe an overcompensation toward the home team. And maybe it might be the opportunity to take some dogs over the next week or so.
I think it helped our cause. We had a couple of road teams win yesterday in the Pacers and Mavericks. That should help in terms of setting odds and whatnot, that not all the home teams at least won every single one of those games. I think we just got some really great series, a lot of close teams. It'll be interesting to see what the Knicks can do in Philadelphia. That home crowd was really big for them in New York. So, yeah, I think we got a lot of exciting series. And it's nice, other than this Heat-Celtics series, to not see a lot of double-digit spreads.
Yeah, that particular spread is very interesting. I'm very tempted to go on the Miami side, but I don't think I'm betting that one. Mike, can I ask you something before we get to Mikey B's picks? And by the way, sorry for being late, everybody. Hit the like button. All of you in the chat, please hit the like button if you could. Mike McClure, we got the NFL draft tomorrow, and I know we've put out some shows, some NFL draft shows on this channel on Sportsline. We do the Fantasy Football Today DFS show together, of course, which, of course, won't get ramped back up for a little bit here. Do you get excited about the draft? Or, I mean, is there like, is it just like a Kansas City thing? I wonder who they're going to draft, or are you kind of breaking this down? Or are you just waiting for football season effectively?
You know, waiting for football season, it's a great question too, because I miss football season often. And today is especially true when I see those NBA spreads. We've got a 14.5 and a 17.5. And to me, that looks like a college football Saturday when I look at that board.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm getting fired up for all of it. But yeah, I get, you know, all my draft betting has come and gone at this point. You know, we're for the last month and a half, 2 months, we've been talking about it daily over on CBS Sports HQ. I would say the biggest wins that I think I will have. We had Jaden Daniels +175 to go number two. Mm-hmm. We had Joe Alt -200 to be the first offensive lineman drafted. And then Brock Bowers to the Jets at +900 were some of the biggest ones that I think that we'll end up hitting. But yeah, mostly I care about my teams more than the league as a whole.
I'll tell you what his biggest win is, Sia, that bomber coat. I mean, McClure, yeah. I've never seen you look better. It looks like you got a table somewhere in Vegas. I mean, you look like, Sia, that's big time party coat, Adam. It might be his best outfit I've ever seen on the show.
Yeah, it's very understated, but very suave at the same time, which I'm sure that's how everybody describes Mike McClure. All right, let's move on to Mikey B. Let's get to some official picks. We're going to start in the NBA. You referenced the Celtics-Miami game, and then, of course, we've got the Pelicans up tonight, too. How are you playing the Celtics game, Mikey B?
We got two games, so we got to have one pick for each of them. So for that Celtics Heat game, we're going to go Celtics team total over 109.5 points at minus 115. Now, overs are a little risky in the playoffs, but the Celtics, they're lethal from behind the arc. They shot just under 39% from three during the regular season. They averaged 16.5 made three-pointers per game. Overall, they averaged 120.6 points per game. At home during the regular season, they averaged just over 123 points per game. They had 114 in game one. They made 22 of 49 three-point attempts along the way. If they shoot anywhere near close to their regular season percentage from behind the arc, they're going to sail past this over of 109.5. And then in the Pelicans-Thunder game, I'm going to take the Pelicans at +7.5. Now, even without Zion Williamson in game one, they put up a good fight. They only scored 92 points, but they held the Thunder to 94. Their defense is key. They had the sixth best defensive rating in the league during the regular season, so it's not a huge surprise that they did a good job of holding the Thunder in check. They also have a big advantage in the rebounding department in the series with Jonas Valanciunas. The Thunder, outside of Chet Holmgren, have very little size, including the playoffs. The Pelicans are 15-6-1 against the spread as a road underdog. I think the Thunder win this game, take a 2-0 series lead before it goes to New Orleans, but the Pelicans keep it close enough to cover.
Yeah, I mean, the Pelicans certainly seemed at least, and by the way, there's a smile coming from Tim Doyle, and that might be a bit of foreshadowing, although he's probably smiling for a different reason, but there may be another play on the Pelicans later in the show. Mikey B, the Pelicans look like the better team almost that entire game. Now, there'll be adjustments, don't get me wrong, and OKC probably going to look a little bit better. But even you taking the Pelicans right now, you had to be a little surprised that they looked as good as they did against OKC. Like, OKC offensively just couldn't get into a flow, right?
Well, it's also really tough when you have Valanciunas just cleaning up every rebound. I mean, he was working on both offensive and defensive end. And when you have Herb Jones, he's such a good defender. And they're a very long team. Trey Murphy III doesn't get a whole lot of credit. Not only is he a great three-point shooter, but he's really long defensively, can guard multiple positions. So they're tough to score on. I was surprised to see this set at 7.5, to be honest.
Me too. By the way, Joe Neuenfeld, Tim Doyle looks like he expects you to know his order when he visits your Starbucks. That's fantastic. See, a first five was sweat-free yesterday, says Bradley Jacobs, who has put multiple soccer picks in the chat. If you don't know Bradley Jacobs, he's a very good soccer capper. Check out his picks. I know Snug the Cat has put in some soccer picks. If you want to take any of those picks, or if you want to take Mikey B's picks or the picks that are about to come onto this show, BetMGM, that's a pretty good place. They're boosting your profits with a parlay boost token. Eligible customers will receive a 33% parlay boost token. You can use this token for any parlay of 4+ legs and +400 odds or longer. Log on to BetMGM or open the BetMGM app for more offer details. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we just gave you two NBA picks. We're about to give you two more NBA picks, but before we do that, I got another hopefully sweat-free first five in some day baseball to give you, starting in, 3 hours. But before we get there, let's hear a message from our partners.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at
at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailored Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Tailored Brands.
We are back on the Early Edge presented by BetMGM. Listen, I'm going to this 110 game. I'm going right back to the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks first five money line minus 118. I'll keep this pretty simple. We've got Gibson versus Jordan Montgomery. Jordan Montgomery hasn't played a lot this season. His last start was actually, well, his first start was his last start as well, was very good. In the minors, he wasn't very good, which I think people like gave people some pause here, you know, as he was coming back, getting into the flow here in his first game. But his first game was pretty good. And he did make some comments at how he literally said it was hard for me to get my competitive juices going before I got called up. But long story short, Jordan Montgomery over Kyle Gibson, I just think that's an obvious play. And by the way, one of the reasons we were like a little shy about the first five over, which we hit very easily, was because of the Cardinals' inability to hit lefties. Well, Jordan Montgomery's a lefty. And so I think we're going to have the same type of inability coming from the Cardinals and the Arizona Diamondbacks against Kyle Gibson. I think they can shake him up for a few runs. In fact, I noticed in the chat there were a few people who liked, before even seeing this pick, who liked his strikeouts under, who liked his outs under. You know, those are plays I don't normally make because I'm playing the side, but you guys are on the right track, right? Because guys and girls on the right track, because you're fading Kyle Gibson. And that is more of what this play is rather than a pro Jordan Montgomery play, although I think he'll be good. So give me the Diamondbacks first five money line minus 118. All right. Well, that's my baseball pick. Tim Doyle, I got to ask you before you give out your two NBA picks, do you go to Starbucks and are you the guy that shows up? And because there are places I get a double espresso. That's my thing. And I like it's very easy to remember. Right. So when I go into my local coffee shop, whether it's a Starbucks or something else, they've got it kind of ready for me. Like as soon as I walk in, they just start making it. So like I'm kind of that guy, but my order is like super easy. Tim, are you that guy?
I'm a home coffee guy. I mean, I only drink coffee for one reason. It's to go to the bathroom in the morning. And it is an amazing. I don't know how it works so well, but that is amazing at doing that. The only place here where I say the usual is when I sit down in the barber chair. Yeah, I just go, boys, regular. Everyone knows it. Like, I've been getting the same haircut since 1984. So let's just move forward. I never got like the mushroom hair. I never had the hair where you pull it to the front and then spike it up in the front. I mean, I can go through every genre. I feel like McClure might have been more of a mushroom hair guy, parted in the middle. But Sia, not sure if that's your makeup today, but your tan. Did you do a little laying out yesterday, or is that a spray tan? What's going on there?
So it's funny you mentioned that. So listen, I moved up here from Fort Lauderdale to DC. It's been cold and gray for like 6 months straight, kind of a shock to the system. Well, the sun's been out for like four out of the last 5 days. So I've just immersed myself in it. So thank you for noticing. Yeah. By the way, AMAG's in the chat as well. Anyway, Tim Doyle, keep going.
Yeah, I just wonder if when you're out there laying out and getting a tan, do you get like a little Playboy bunny? Have it burned into your hip a little bit? And not saying I did that myself. I used to have a male symbol Barner that was burned into my back when I played basketball like Austin Powers. All right, let's go to my picks. Two NBA games. Full disclosure, it's tough betting dogs, especially the stretch that home teams are on right now. But let's go to Boston first, where obviously the Celtics are massive favorite. And I like the Celtics in game number one. I thought that was a chance for them to send a message that the series is not going to be competitive. And I'm not expecting the Heat to win this game. But Eric Spoelstra has been around a long time. He's a Hall of Fame coach. I do think that there's a bit of an adjustment here. Plus, I'm getting 14.5 points. I don't think the Heat have a prayer of winning this game. But Eric Spoelstra, like Sia, has looked the exact same since 2008. Either he looked terrible in 2008 or 16 years later, He looks amazing. Either way, he is not the doorman at the Four Seasons that Coach LeBron and D-Wade and Chris Bosh to multiple championship. The guy knows what he's doing. Obviously, he's had success against the Celtics. I think there's a bit of an adjustment here. You're going to give me all those points. I'm going to take them. And on the flip side, I've called basically every Pelicans game of the playoffs so far, and they have been, except for the last one, a few playing games. They've been a hard team to handicap. Brandon Ingram's not 100%. You can just look at the numbers. You know, he's taking a lot of shots, and they're not going in. But here's why you can't lay this many points with OKC. They really have only two guys that can break you down off the dribble and score. Obviously, SGA is one of the best players in the league. But Jalen Williams is another guy. Like, that's not enough. Go up and down their roster. They don't have a lot of guys that could just flat out get the ball and create one-on-one and make a play. And that's what you need in the playoffs. You need guys that are like really tough shot makers. Right now, I think Chet's a work in progress, but I think Jalen Williams and SGA, everyone else on OKC, I really don't trust. Should they be favorite in this game? Yeah, I think they should be like 3.5, 4. 7.5 is crazy. This is the golden hammer, Sia. Hammer Pelicans plus the points.
We'll take a couple of dogs. And for the record, I mean, I certainly agree with you on Eric Spoelstra. I've said multiple occasions on this show, I think he's the best coach in the league. He's just kind of fallen on a bit of hard times. He doesn't have the roster, and that's part of the reason I think he's the best coach, because he does a lot with a little. But then you don't have Jimmy Butler. You don't have Rozier. That's tough. But then again, 14.5 points is a lot of points for a gritty, well-coached Eric Spoelstra team. Mike, any reaction to the Heat part of this? Because I think a lot of people just want to lay the points with the Celtics. They look so good. They're going to run away with it at the, you know, towards the end. They just have too many pieces. Any reaction to this spread at all? Like, does it seem like an efficient number to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the number's about right. I think it's really difficult to win basketball games by 15-plus points when you get to a playoff environment. You know, the goal here for them, if you're Boston, it's win the game and remain healthy and move on, right? So, if I had to play something, it probably would be the Heat with the points. I'm personally not going to play it, but that's the direction I would lean in this one.
Yeah, certainly the direction I would lean as well. We got to lean towards some sports line picks. And then, Mike, we got to go right back to you for an MLB pick. But before we do that, let's hear one more quick message from our partners.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back on The Early Edge, presented by BetMGM. David Tock, this is an interesting question. And Mike, I actually want to kick this off to you just real quick, because Thea, any worry that Arizona scored too many yesterday? Obviously, they jumped all over the Cardinals. They ended up winning 14-1. They had 10, I believe, 9 runs, but 10, I think 10 runs by the end of the fifth inning. I don't worry about that, David, at all, especially since I'm kind of focused on like a bad pitcher. And if I think it's a bad pitcher, I think they're going to scare up some runs regardless. But Mike, do you ever shy away? And I'm sure the answer is no, because it's hard to quantify any of this. But when a team just blows up for 12, 14, 16 runs, do you say the next day, oh, geez, you know, that nothing like that's going to happen again, or they're tired, or they're all batted out somehow?
No, not necessarily. I think the more bigger concern would just be early start times after a late night game is, you know, something you can consider yourself with, especially the later you get into the season. But yeah, not something that I would be overly concerned about.
All right. Well, let's get to some sports line picks. By the way, I mentioned that AMAX is in the chat. I believe this one, if you're a member of sports line, good for you, because this one is not only AMAX approved. I'm pretty sure. And listen, you'll have to go to sports line and verify this for me, but I'm pretty sure this is AMAX and Prop Stars approved. John Gray over 5.5 Ks at -120. That's the Mariners and the Rangers. That's 8:05 Eastern Standard Time tonight. Again, John Gray over 5.5 Ks at -120. And then we go to the Twins. We're laying the run line. Twins minus 1.5 at plus money, plus 116. Electrifying game yesterday. Certainly, again, that's the White Sox, not a very good team against the Twins. Mikey B, I don't know, were you on this Twins one? I know pre-show you were talking about this Twins game.
Yeah, I picked against the White Sox every game that they played against the Phillies over the weekend. I hit all of those. I stayed away yesterday just because the Twins are pretty bad. I did put them in a money line parlay with the Dodgers, so I had a couple of sweats there that both hit. But yeah, the White Sox, they're bad, real bad.
Yeah, some of these teams are really good, like easy bet against, especially when it comes to the run line. Some of these teams are just getting absolutely blown out here, which is just interesting from a betting angle. All right, speaking of betting angles, Mike McClure, you've got a pick on this is really my favorite team in baseball. This is the team I grew up with before the Nationals came to D.C. Tell me about your pick today, Mike McClure.
It's the Baltimore Orioles. See, I bet this team several times already on the young season. I like them again here in day baseball. You know how much I love day baseball. At Angel Stadium, I like this matchup against them, against the left-handed pitcher. I think Baltimore is going to settle in and be a top three offense in Major League Baseball against lefties. They're really good on the base paths as well. I think it's an underrated thing. But it's picking on Tyler Anderson, starting pitcher for the Angels here. He's in his age 34 season. The velocity is down. His four-seam fastball is now sitting at 89 miles per hour on an average velocity. He's really only got two pitches when facing the righties. It's that fastball and a changeup. He'll throw a cut fastball to the lefties that'll be in the lineup. The only concern that you have with day baseball like this is just simply getting a watered down version of a lineup. I don't worry about that as much with this Baltimore Orioles team because they have some incredible depth with all the prospects that they've called up recently. They've got the ability to platoon and get either left or right-handed based on what they're seeing with the bullpen. So I'm expecting seven right-handed bats in this lineup to start today against the lefty. So Dean Kremer, while I don't think he's a great starting pitcher, I think he's certainly serviceable against an Angels lineup that really isn't particularly challenging after Mike Trout leading off. So I'll bet on the Orioles being the better team here. Got this out last night, minus 118. I made the sim number minus 137. So still a little bit of room left, depending on where you're able to find the number now. But make sure you join Sportsline, turn those notifications on so you can get the best of the number the night before.
Easiest way to join Sportsline is go to sportsline.com/join. And again, if you type in the promo code winners, you get 60% off the annual plan. Again, that's sportsline.com/join. You'll get all the picks as soon as they are submitted. Well, listen, it's pretty much time for the recap screen. But Tim, can I go back to you? Because you've been covering so much NBA, obviously. I mean, you're really busy doing big things when it comes to NBA coverage on various outlets, including, of course, HQ and CBS Sports. Any surprises we should expect? Like, what's your finals? What's your final pairing? I mean, obviously, it's very easy to say, and it's okay if you say this, Denver-Boston. Is there a team you think can sneak up on either side here?
Yeah, I think the T-Wolves are the team based on the Rudy Gobert, Cat. You know, Anthony Edwards is emerging, like, talking to real, like, NBA people, Charles Barkley, Shaq, Adam Lefko, that crew. They think that he could be the next guy. It's going to be like an Anthony Edwards Wemby conversation in the next like 4 to 5 years. You know, when the Durants and the LeBrons, we expect at some point, are going to retire. The East, I think it'd be awesome to see Knicks Celtics. Maybe it's because I'm a New Yorker and like there feels like a rivalry there, but the Celtics have kicked their butt 4 to 5 games. The only game the Knicks won, the Celtics really didn't show up for. I think it's going to be really hard to beat Denver. You know, Jokic is the modern day Bird. He's the modern-day Magic. And Sia, I don't know if you're old enough to remember, Barner was just a twinkle in his parents' eyes in the 80s, but Magic or Bird played in every single finals in the 80s, every single one. Either one of them was represented. So, you know, Jokic kind of has that feel. I don't know why the Lakers beat the Pelicans. I lost a lot of money on that game. I thought they should have dumped that game. They could have taken their chances against Golden State or Sacramento. Sacramento ended up winning. They would have beaten Sacramento, and they would have had the Thunder, and that would have been the easier path in the first round. But at the end of the day, you're still probably going to run into Denver at some point. I think LeBron screwed up there, beating the Pelicans in that game. So Timberwolves, and then in the East, I guess Celtics-Knicks would be a really cool matchup.
Yeah, I mean, a Timberwolves 17-1, depending on the book you look at, around 17-1 to win the finals. I think that's still a pretty decent number, 7-1 to win the Western Conference. By the way, I see some hockey picks in the chat too, so take a look at those. We're going to take a look at the recap screen right now. So let's see. We got Mikey B, Celtics team total over 109.5 in that Heat game. That's at minus 115. Pelicans plus 7.5. That's around minus 110 pretty much everywhere. Diamondbacks first five money line. That's today. That's 1 o'clock today, minus 118. Tim Doyle, Pelicans plus 7.5, and Heat plus 14.5, two dogs. Mike McClure, more afternoon baseball. Orioles, money line, minus 118. And the sports line picks, these are A-Mags and Proppy approved. You would know that before the show started. If you were a member of Sportsline, John Gray over 5.5 Ks at minus 120. And the Twins, minus 1.5 at plus 116. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a very full show. We even threw in a couple of futures for you. Listen, you all know I love the Timberwolves. I have the showdown with the maestro in the series price. He had the Suns minus 130. I had the Timberwolves. I almost said the Twins. I had the Timberwolves plus 110. Really, really like the makeup of this team. Like how they're a tough matchup pretty much against everybody. What a great Wednesday. Love having Tim Doyle on here. Love having Mikey B on here. Love having Mike McClure. And of course, Jake the Snake handling everything behind the scenes. He is absolutely incredible. Everybody, have a great Wednesday. Let's cash some tickets. Let's rebound a little bit, a little bounce back Wednesday action from yesterday. But don't forget, over the last 3 days, we still have very much a winning record, and we'll try to do it again tonight. Let's have a great Wednesday. And on behalf of everybody that I just mentioned already, this has been The Early Edge. I am the counselor, and we rest our case.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.